Can we keep evolving as we get older? That's a question comedian and commentator Kevin Heffernan decided to explore, and his approach to changing himself was an aromatic one.
Cologne. It's a life choice. Some say it's hereditary. If your dad did it, you will. Like what sports team you root for, or circumcision. Some say it's cultural. Some say it's a necessity. I've never been a cologne guy, but for some reason it's always intrigued me. What am I missing? Don't I want to smell distinctive? Don't I want people to know I've entered the room before they see me? I decided to dive in, but that raised the next question. Where do I start? Cologne is a whole new subculture. It was like all of a sudden I was going to be a wine guy or a gun guy. Two other things I know nothing about. So I turned to a cologne-wearing friend, and he simply asked me, well, what do you want to smell like? And I thought, whoa, what an interesting proposition. The ability to pick a new smell for myself, to reinvent my current smell. Do I want to smell tangy with a hint of citrus? Do I want to smell woody? How about melon and apple with a sandalwood base? Or maybe just cut grass? Or do I align myself with one of those celebrity scents? I'm a Yankees fan. Do I go with Derek Jeter's Driven? Or Unforgivable by P. Diddy? Or Blue Seduction by Antonio Banderas? Finally, I leapt. I won't say which scent I chose because I'm not here to endorse, but let's just say I smelled like cool winter air mixed with amber and a hint of grapefruit. So I wore it out on the town, feeling self-conscious like when you go out for the first time with your brand new perm, and immediately someone asked, Kevin, are you wearing cologne? And I froze, and I said, I'd rather not say. And then the person said, well, I can smell it. And then I thought, maybe I don't want to be cologne guy. Maybe I don't want people to smell me approaching. Maybe I don't want my steering wheel to continue to smell like me after I've left the car. Maybe I should scrap this. So I did. Not long after, my wife brought it up. She said, hey, I thought you were going to start wearing that cologne. And I said, yeah, well, I don't know if it's for me. And she said, I liked it. And I said, what, you didn't like the way I smelled before? And she said, no, I just thought it was kind of sexy and new and sexy. And immediately I thought, well, maybe next I could try something more in the lavender or the birch leaf family. Until winter, of course, and then I'll switch to something woodier with a touch of tonka bean. Maybe I'm a cologne guy after all.
Commentator Kevin Heffernan. In addition to being cologne guy, he's a comedian guy and actor guy. His live stand-up special, Fat Man, Little Boy, recently premiered on Netflix.